Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer here helping you get through your business day. Thank you for tuning us in. We're here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And we hope that you are having a very pleasant day indeed.
Well, absolutely, right? Mm-hmm. It's the only kind of day to have. And if you're not having the most pleasant of days...
Stop it!
Somebody was talking recently about... You know, somebody saying, you know, first thing in the morning, right? It's just this bad day. Okay, well, it just started. So the day hasn't even started. How can you already declare it to be bad?
Positivity is a choice.
It was a moment, right?
Right.
And so often...
Yeah, it was called waking up.
Maybe that was it. We allow... You know, sometimes we allow the simplest of things, the most minute. What was the phrase? You know, don't sweat the small stuff.
Right.
And by the way, it's all small stuff.
It's all small stuff.
But we treat it as if it is catastrophic stuff.
Yeah.
And we exaggerate and monumentalize, like, oh my gosh, the worst thing in the world. My husband, not too long ago, I have to tell you this, this story about, he was actually going to participate in a two-day bike race for raising money for multiple sclerosis.
Sure.
Their team is the Raw Heinies, and their team...
The
Raw Heinies.
The Raw Heinies?
The Raw Heinies.
Like sore bums?
It is. How did you get that already?
Because I know what a Raw Heinie...
My husband was on the Raw Heinie team for 6 years before I realized that's what that meant. I thought it was like somebody's name.
Oh.
Like, you know, the
Mr. and Mrs. Rahini.
Rahini, yeah.
No.
Right? I did. And it wasn't, it was like 6 years before I put it together.
A cyclist. You've got,
I didn't put it together.
Okay.
You've got to, like, sometimes you really got to spell things out for me.
I understand. So and your husband was on this team.
So he was on this team, and he was going to carpool up with some other teammates up to the race,
yeah.
And his bicycle rack on the back of his car holds four bikes.
Okay.
So they were going to take his car rather than somebody else's car because each one of them only
had two bike
had
racks.
Two bike racks.
Yeah, sure.
So he's going to be the chauffeur in the morning. Go back and forth about what time they should leave. They have to be at the starting line with the rest of their team to start at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Yes.
Okay, so we have to work backwards from there.
Yes, so that's when they have to be at the starting line. We live about 45 minutes away. But he still had to, you know, do some pickup and all of this. So it was a very early start to the day.
Pick you up around 5.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And actually, it was going to be like 4:15. Supposed to pick him up.
They're crazy.
Right? So he was going to pick him up 4:15. Right. They get up there, get themselves all situated, and do the whole little ditty. So at 5 after 5 a.m., I wake up and my husband is still in bed.
Oh.
My husband's still sleeping.
He's going to miss his race.
He's gonna miss his race. He's already missed his pickup time of all of the other buddies that were waiting.
What did they do?
Yeah. So apparently they had tried to call, sending him texts, wake up. And he's freaked out.
But at the Tussie household, we leave our phones downstairs in a drawer.
No, so just me.
Oh, just you?
Just
oh,
me.
Okay.
No, Jay has his phone.
I'm making assumptions.
You are. But he does have it on Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
So
don't mess with my sleep.
Right? And so when somebody has a Do Not Disturb, you have to call twice for it to ring through.
Okay.
The first time, it does not disturb.
Does not
Second
disturb.
Time, it recognizes that it might be an emergency.
Okay.
So so here is Jay, flustered.
I'm late.
First, he's got to call and let his buddies know. No worries. They've left without you.
Oh. We figured it out.
We figured that out.
About an hour and a half ago.
And so he's, you know, pulling himself together. And, you know, this is one of those things where it just becomes so big in your head of something bad happening.
Right.
Right. Really, what happened? He overslept, right? His alarm didn't go off. He told, you know, Siri, wake me up at, you know, 3 o'clock. And she thought he meant PM, not AM, because who wants to get up at 3 a.m? No one ever, especially people who used to do it for a year.
Right.
And so, you know, that is the bad thing. They had to leave without him, and he was going to possibly miss his, you know, taking off at the front line
right.
with his team.
Yeah.
But he was just flustered and he couldn't think straight and he's supposed to be packing up his bike and he's like, I need to eat something. And he just couldn't get there. Now, it all turned out fine. He
sure.
left. He got there on time. He did miss the 6 a.m. with his team. So he caught up to them. He got up to them a little bit later, but here's where it gets really good.
Oh.
So you're all flustered. You're all, you know, the bad day, bad things happen, and you get all, you know, caught up in that, and then you start piling things onto that. This, you know, because of that bad thing, this next bad thing, and then that next bad thing, and all these bad things.
Right.
Well, because he was a little bit late, he showed up at the rest stop where they're all eating lunch,
yeah.
and he found his group.
Okay.
But his group was done eating lunch, and they were ready.
They were moving on
to go.
Okay, sure.
Well, he realized I have to fuel. I have to have some lunch.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to let them go
okay.
ahead of me.
Yeah.
And he decided to hang back with a different group than the group of riders he would normally ride with.
Sure.
Have you been watching? Have you been watching the Tour de France at all? Have you been keeping up with that race at all?
I don't watch the.
Oh my
the
gosh!
Bicycling.
The first couple of days there were rainstorms, there were accidents, broken. I mean,
stuff happens. In
really,
this, yeah.
really terrible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the group that Jay would normally be riding with, and had he been on time, would have been in this group, had a bike accident. And he would have been
the group that left early.
Yeah,
or not early, but
on time.
Finished their lunch and left.
Yes.
And he would have been in that group.
He would have been in that group, right there in it. And so sometimes, you know, have you ever read some of the stories, the accounts of some of the people who were supposed to be in the tower when the 9/11,
yeah.
but you know, one had to got a blister and one had a phone call.
You
and
bet.
There were all these, and we get ourselves so worked up,
right
over, you know, the schedule and timing and getting there, and oh my gosh, and now I missed this and this. There was one time I was getting ready. I was going through, going through an intersection, and the light turned yellow and then turned red, and I stopped at it. And I remember thinking, "I bet you there's a reason I'm supposed to hit this red light." I don't know why. I don't normally have that thought. That's not a thought I always have every time I hit a red light.
Right.
But I had it this one particular day, and I thought, "There's a reason that I'm at this red light." I don't know why I thought it, but I thought it. And so wait at the intersection, you know, cruise on down, get onto the on-ramp on the highway.
Yeah.
And somebody I know that I had wanted to see was coming down the highway and pulls in right behind me.
Okay.
And was there. Had I hit the green light,
I would have,
right? And we were able to connect. Sometimes we get ourselves so worked up over the stupidest things. And it actually turns out to be okay.
And it just ain't that bad. All right. Well, great story. And I think absolutely I agree. You know, we often get ourselves worked up over something that really isn't all that massively significant. And so today's hashtag kindness act of the day is to slow down and take a deep breath. Because it's probably not that bad.
Whatever it is.
Breathing.
We underestimate, and we're not breathing, and we're getting ourselves all
Yeah, right?
I'm worked up and anxious. And
in through the nose, out through the mouth. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. I love that, and thank you so much for bringing that story. Your husband does some great work, and those raw heinies have how much? $9 million. How much have they?
They've raised over $3 million.
$3 million, which is just ridiculous. I mean, it's
And
it's
then
amazing.
They talk about, you know, some of the medicines and cures for MS that have been coming out recently.
Yeah,
and for every new medicine, it's about $1 billion. To bring to fruition, and about 12 years of research in order to bring it. But once they get one, like, brand new researched medicine that, you know, hasn't happened before, then lots of new ones come out because of it. And so this group has been getting together for about 14 years and raising money, and they just found a brand new drug for progressive MS, and it's supposed to be a game changer.
Right.
This is one of those diseases that, kind of like polio, right, that they feel they can eradicate, that will you know, used to have.
We got a good shot at knocking this thing out altogether. Mm-hmm. And so thank you to the Royal Heinies and all those people who participate in the MS-150s all around the country, and for those who support giving to that cause as well. All right, gang, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, more positive business talk. That's what you come to expect here at the Experience Pros Radio Show. We have a fantastic show lined up for you, so stay with us. Remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179, NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom Tom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. You know, goodness, it is, it's been one of those years. It is dry and it is hot.
It is dry and it's hot. You know, the last couple of summers, it felt like Colorado was either on fire or under a flood.
Right.
And of course, the threat of wildfires exists year round. But it seems like this year, because of the record-setting heat, abundance of fuel supplies, and devastation caused by bark beetle infestation, which has killed 100 million trees in California alone.
100 million?
Yeah, right? There's 100 million. So there's a heightened potential for fire activity this summer. Major wildfires are currently burning, so now's the time to have a wildfire reality check and make sure that not only is your property ready, but how about this? Your finances as well. Kelly Campbell, she's the Denver-based regional manager for the Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, here to give us some tips on how to have a wildfire reality check. Kelly Campbell, welcome to Experience Pros.
It's great to be here today, and you're right. Unfortunately, we are having a really hot summer, and we are seeing wildfires burning all over the West. We have five burning in Colorado right now, and it seems like every day we're hearing about a new fire.
Right.
And while it's important for those people in the wildfire areas to do this, these are great tips for all homeowners and renters to make sure that their home and their belongings are protected.
All right. So Kelly, let's talk about this, because we realize that, you know, while we are here in Colorado, coast to coast, this is an issue. What should homeowners and renters do to kind of safeguard their homes?
There are some really simple steps that homeowners can take, and renters as well, to make sure that they have the proper coverage in place if the unthinkable happens. So the number one thing to do is do an annual insurance checkup. Call your agent, call your insurance company to talk about your insurance policy. And when you do that, make sure that you know what your policy limits are and that those policy limits account for the proper square footage of your home, any materials in your home. This is especially important if you've done any recent home improvements. Another thing to consider if you have an older home is a building code ordinance endorsement. This can help cover any additional repairs that need to be done to get your home up to any new building codes.
Kelly, is this a walkthrough with the insurance agent and or adjuster, or how does that work?
You know, it can happen a couple of different ways, but oftentimes it can be done over the phone. I mean, now with technology, it's so easy. You can let your company or your agent know any improvements that have been made, the square footage of your home. You know, you can easily also take a video and share that so that your insurance company or agent can actually see the quality of your home repair so that they can take that into account when making sure that you have the proper coverage.
And is wildfire damage typically something that is covered, or is that something extra like flood insurance?
Oh, that's a great question. Is because fire is under a homeowner's insurance policy, and typically that's the language that is used as fire, but that includes any type of fire. So whether it is an electrical fire or a wildfire, that is typically covered under your homeowner's insurance policy. But you raised a critical point, and that's flood insurance. And if you do live in one of these wildfire-prone areas, it is so important to consider flood insurance as part of that annual insurance checkup.
Absolutely.
Because you are more likely to suffer a flood loss after a wildfire, and that is not typically covered in a homeowner's policy.
Yeah, well said.
Ooh.
All right, so let's say that unfortunately sometimes this happens. Wildfires do come and encroach upon where we live. What should those homeowners and renters do? And if the unthinkable happens and their house burns, how do they start that claims and rebuilding process?
You know, the number one thing that all folks must do if a wildfire does come near your home is listen to local authorities. You know, possessions, homes, they can be rebuilt, they can be replaced, but your individual safety is the most important thing. So if you need to evacuate, then contact your agent, because even if your home isn't damaged, you may have coverage for that time when you're out of home for things such as additional living expenses. So if you have to stay in a hotel, or, you know, even if the power is out at your home and you lose all the food in your freezer, things like that may be covered. So even if your home is okay and you didn't lose any possessions, you may still have losses. So it's important that you call your insurance company right away, even if your home hasn't burned or you haven't suffered any direct loss yet. So that's really the most important thing, is listen to the officials, do what they tell you to do, and then contact your insurance company and get that claim started right away, because there may be losses that are covered that are not direct losses to your home. And if then the truly unthinkable happens and you do lose your home, then you'll want to be working closely with your insurer to make sure that all of your possessions are accounted for. So it's not just the rebuilding of the home, but actually all your possessions in your home as well.
How often should you take an inventory of all the possessions, like all the stuff in your home? Because I can think of, I mean, I know how many TVs I have. I know how many couches and like the big stuff, but it's the little stuff that really adds up, right? How many, you know, how many pairs of socks do I have? You know, how many wooden spoons do I have in the kitchen? You know, how often should we be taking that kind of inventory?
You know, and that is a great point, because it's easy to remember the big stuff, but it's the little stuff. And, you know, taking a home inventory now is easier than ever. So be sure to open up all those drawers, open up your closets, look in your garage, in your basement, get that smartphone out and take a video and narrate all as you walk through your house and everything that you have. It's a great way to take a home inventory, and it's so simple. You know, do that at least once a year, because you'd be surprised how much your possessions change. But then if you have a major life event, those are also great triggers. You know, if you move, if you downsize, if you've made a large purchase, those are all great triggers to revamp that home inventory and make sure that it is as up to date as possible. Mm,
really well said. All right, Kelly Campbell, how do we want our listeners to connect with you and follow up and maybe find out more information?
There is a lot of great information out there. As always, there's great resources on the web, but we really encourage people to go to www.pciaa.net/wildfire. There's a lot of great tools in there, good information about your insurance policy to make sure that you have the coverage that you need to make sure that when the unthinkable happens, you're prepared.
That's pciaa.net/wildfire. Kelly, it's been great information, obviously very important information, timely here during the heat of the summer. A final thought for our listeners?
Again, this is a wake-up call, not just for those in the wildfire area, but for all homeowners. The other thing to remember, too, is if you're one of those lucky homeowners that has paid off your home and you no longer have a mortgage, make sure you keep up with those insurance premiums. Unfortunately, sometimes for a lot of people, their premiums are escrowed into their mortgage, and they lose coverage unknowingly. So that's my key tip for folks, is make sure, again, if you're one of those lucky people, don't lose that insurance policy. Make sure you protect that biggest asset that you have, your home.
Wow.
No kidding. Yeah, that was great, great advice. Kelly, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk yet ahead. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network. If you'd like more information on how we might be able to help you grow your business, check out experiencepros.com. That's experiencepros.com. www.thebeautifulhome.com.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Getting the kids ready for a new school year can be a hectic time for parents. From shopping for new school supplies to adjusting to new routines and staying connected around busy schedules. As you look for ways to stay connected as a family this school year, look no further than Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk offers nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, with no contracts, no credit checks, and no mystery fees. Get Straight Talk's unlimited talk, text, and the first 8 gigabytes of high-speed data, then 2G for $45 a month. Or bump it up to 12 gigabytes of high-speed data, then 2G for $55. With more high-speed data and great deals on the latest smartphones, like the Samsung Galaxy S8, you'll be able to capture and share your favorite memories, keep track of school commitments, and stay connected through family messaging apps. For more information, please refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com. That's straighttalk.com.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us. And oh boy, am I excited about the gentleman who is in the studio with us today.
Our celebrity of the day is Sam McMullen with Citywide Home Loans with 5 years of experience in residential lending. Sam instantly saw that Citywide Home Loans was a company that stood above the rest because of their commitment to providing excellent customer service to every client. It fits seamlessly with his desire to serve his client. Sam takes the time to ensure that the client understands the loan process every step of the way and will not rest until the client is completely satisfied. Sam McMullen, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thanks. I feel like I should be giving you guys some money for that introduction.
No. This is what we do, and it's what you do. It's why we work together. And Sam, ever since I've met you, you talk about two things. The first is the experience that you want. You try to create what you call raving fans. Talk right about that, if you will.
Well, there's a book. In fact, my first day at Citywide, there was a book on my desk, and it's called Raving Fans Customer Service.
Yeah.
And it's required reading.
Oh, I love places that have required reading.
It's like note to self.
Right.
This is a big deal, and that was important because so often, unfortunate people in my industry, it's all about the transaction.
Yeah.
More for the next one. We want the relationship. We want to ensure that people understand the process of getting a home loan. They buy a house 3-4 times of their life. I do it every single day.
Yeah.
I remember the first time we bought a house, how intimidating it was.
Sure.
Like, what's APR? I don't, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So I love the fact that I can take the time because we're really about the relationship and build the rapport and dive into their life, what they're looking for, what they're trying to accomplish with the house, and really find out what their needs are, and to then go above and beyond their expectation.
Yeah, and the second word that you always reference is education. You're all about that education. You're always wanting to teach the people that you are serving the process and how, you know, everything's above board. It doesn't have to be a mystery.
Knowledge is power.
There it is.
And you can see literally the people come in timidly.
Yeah.
And then they, once they get it, you see them, oh, okay, I can do that.
Right.
There's just something special about that.
I was on a panel this morning about the client experience, and one of the other panelists says they have a program, they call it From Handshake to Hugs.
Oh.
You know, that we start out in this handshake because it's all professional, but by the time we're done, we've gotten to know you, we care about you, you know that we care about you as a human being, and you leave wanting a hug. And it sounds just like that type of experience over with Citywide Home Loans. Let's give some contact information, Sam, so that as people are listening to you and saying, that's the kind of guy I want to trust my money with, my next, the largest purchase I will ever make in my lifetime.
This
is the guy I want to do business with. How do you want them to connect with you?
They can reach me directly at 720-420-8215.
Do that one more time.
720-420-8215. Or email is just S. McMullen, so SMCMULLEN at citywidehomeloans. Don't forget the S.
Right,
citywidehomeloans.
Yes, you're going to do more than one loan with Sam. Now, this is the thing, Sam. You said they only do this 3 or 4 times in their lifetime, and so there's many years in between that buying process. Do you stay connected after the sale, or where does that... You know, it's a lengthy process, but where does that raving fan element come into play?
Well, it's first, I mentioned earlier going above the expectation. Mm-hmm. So we're going to call them every single week to say, this is where you are in your loan process. Mm-hmm. Because the last thing I want is the client saying, hey, I don't know what's going on with my loan.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want my referring partner to say, I sent you this client. What's going on with the loan?
Right.
We're calling them every single week.
Nice.
We're calling the agents. We're calling the clients. So there's never a question. Appraisal comes in. We'll let them know. There's little surprises that we send them along the way, which I won't give away.
Oh, come on. You give us a tease.
Off the air, I will.
Off the air.
Okay.
You look at you.
that just makes them, it's a special time, and it's a stressful time. And
yeah.
As far as rating fans, when I was buying my first house, there was nights I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Because I had questions that weren't being answered.
Right.
If they want to call me or text me at 9 o'clock at night, I want them to be able to get some rest. I'll be more than happy to text them back if it's too late.
You're just available. And
yes.
And I know when they have a question, they want an answer right now.
Right away.
And if I can't get it from you, I'm going to go to
somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, and we don't want them to do that.
You know, one of the Ericisms and Angelosophies that we have here at Experience Pros is that the extreme customer service begins after the transaction.
Sure.
You know, you've described it as it goes through the transaction.
Right.
You're doing a great job over at Citywide. But after the transaction, then we have the relationship development that happens post-transaction.
Sure.
You've got a lifetime value of a customer. Talk about how you address the after the sale with your guests.
Sure. I'm going to end up calling them twice a year to check in.
Yeah.
Life happens. Things change.
Right.
They've lost my car. They've lost my number. I get it.
Right?
Life happens.
Yeah.
So it's just touching base.
Right.
And it's definitely like, hey, let's get you. It's no pressure. It's just, hey, how's Timmy? How's Janice? Whatever. It's just touching base with them. We have certain emails that we'll send out to them every so often, so we're not inundating them.
Yeah.
Right.
We have different events, client appreciations. We have Easter egg hunt.
There you go.
We have trick-or-treating.
Wow.
So we have those things. And
things that really bring the family out.
Exactly. Family's everything.
How many mortgage companies have you ever heard say what Sam McMullen just said?
So Citywide, you said that you instantly saw that Citywide Home Loans stood above the rest. Had you worked in another mortgage industry before?
So, yes. I worked for a big bank.
Okay.
And then I worked for one of our competitors.
Okay.
In the past. But this was the moment I interviewed. It was like, okay,
you just
this
knew.
This is you walk in and you know it's different.
Yeah, what was the name of the book? Mandatory reading?
Raving Fans.
There it is.
Raving Fans. From day one.
From even before the interview, Gavin, my boss, said this is the way it is, and if you're not on board, and it's all about positivity in the office.
Nice.
All the time.
Yeah.
And he does not like the word try. It's I will do this or I will do that.
Yeah.
It's we will do this, we will do that.
How long? Tell me a little bit about Citywide. How long have they been around, and what's
their background? Citywide's been around since about 2007, 2008.
Okay.
So right when the market was starting to
go down,
right?
Yeah, big time. And Gavin, I keep referencing Gavin, but he was a competitor of Citywide's in Utah, where we're based.
All right.
And they finally said, "Look, we're tired. Just join us." And they sent him out to Colorado. And so I'm on Gavin's team, and he started when he got out here. And I guess Citywide was a little bit older, but he got out here like 07, 08.
Okay.
The team alone, our team closed over $120 million in volume last year alone. That puts us in the top 0.1% of the country.
Wow.
So we're doing something right.
Yeah.
So I like the nimbleness, if you will, of Citywide, meaning big banks have boxes. If you don't fit in the box, we can't help you.
Right.
Citywide has 20 different investors. We're almost like a speedboat. We can cut and turn and adapt to change whatever is thrown our way. We're very aggressive. We're always running down to our underwriters and processors who are in our office, which is rare. Everything's in-house.
Oh, that's nice.
So we can just quickly walk down to say, hey,
what about this?
Instead of, I got to wait for a phone call back.
I love this. Our guest is Sam McMullen, and he's with Citywide. Is it Citywide Home Loans?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure that I get that right, because there's a... crazy, my head gets tied up. CitywideHomeLoans.com and the phone number for you directly, please.
720-420-8215.
All right, do that one more time just to make sure the cadence goes.
720-420-8215.
All right, it's a very competitive market, Sam, and I know people have a lot of options when it comes to mortgages. You know, today, somebody's sitting there thinking, I don't know who to go. Why would I call Sam?
Well, team, above all else, is we all have certain roles on the team, and we're committed to them, and we understand them. And every one of us, I've mentioned it before, is committed to the Raving Fan customer service.
So yeah, I just love that.
It's pretty special because it's not just to the clients or to the referring partners. It's to each other.
Yeah.
You know, communication is king.
Yeah.
And we're constantly talking with each other, figuring out if something, a problem arises, how do we fix this?
So it's you have the culture in-house with each other that then filters out into with you the bet. Clients.
Well, if you're, what is the saying about a happy employee?
Right? You can't, sure. Yeah.
It's the first line.
Your first line of employees, but you can't offer great happy customer service if you don't have happy employees, right?
I would say that one of the other things that makes us different is our obsession with closing on time. Fannie Mae, which is a government entity that backs most of the loans, did a recent survey. 75% of all loans close late.
Really?
Our saying is don't close late, don't close ugly.
Wow.
Don't close late, don't close ugly.
Sam, give the number one more time.
Sure. 720-420-8215.
It's Sam McMullen with Citywide Home Loans. And I'll tell you something, folks. You need to reach out to this gentleman. When we first met you, it was love at first sight because of the culture that you brought and the culture that we bring. Exactly. And it's a great match. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, don't go anywhere when we return more positive business talk. That's what you've come to expect from the Experience Pros Radio Network. Back after these messages.
You're listening to the Experience.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do appreciate you for tuning in. The boys and especially the girl back in town. Thank you for coming back, Angel. I know it's been a few days, but it seemed appropriate with the music playing.
Okay. Yeah, well, I have been here for a couple of days.
Hey, do you ever use an ATM?
Yeah, once in a while, sure. Yeah.
You go in and you stick your little card in and then you punch a little number
and you get some money.
Some money comes out, right?
Yeah, I like that game.
Unless you go to an ATM in Texas, in which case, instead of money coming out, a person came in, put their card in, and then instead of money coming out, help note. Help me. I'm trapped inside.
I'm trapped in an ATM vestibule.
Please, somebody. Never even saw the episode, but I've heard that enough. I know it. Friends, got it.
Yes.
Dateline yesterday, a Texas police officer responded to an unusual plea for help when a Good Samaritan called 911 to report someone slipped a note through the receipt slot of an ATM saying they were trapped inside. Yes, this really happened, folks. The incident happened Wednesday at a Bank of America branch in Corpus Christi, Texas. Officer Richard Olden told the television station that he arrived at the scene after the repairman had pushed out a handwritten note, several of them, saying, "Please help. I'm stuck in here, and I don't have my phone. Please call my boss."
I'm stuck in an atrium vestibule.
At first, Olden thought that someone was playing a prank.
How long was he in there?
I'm working on that right now. Huh. Then he heard a faint voice coming from behind the machine and realized someone really actually was in there. The repairman, who was not identified, had gone inside the room housing the ATM to fix a broken lock on the door. Apparently, he fixed the lock.
Or not. If he locked himself in.
Left his cell phone in his truck, rendering him helpless. Several notes through the machine. Most people thought it was a joke. And sure enough, there he was. Doesn't say how long he was trapped.
Do you ever leave home without your phone or decide you're going to run in somewhere without your phone and you think it's going to be safe?
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. I'm just doing this thing.
Right.
And then, then
you get locked in the ATM.
Yeah.
Who gets locked in an ATM? I guess there's a little room behind the wall. It's not one of those little tiny ones. It's a wall mounted ATM on the bank. But, it's clever though.
Well, that's actually a little better than the story I read recently here in my neighborhood. Somebody went to the ATM and then was going over to the coffee shop and was robbed at gunpoint. Somebody saw her go to the ATM at the bank and came and said, "Yeah, give me that money that you just got."
Wow.
Yeah. So I like your story. I like your story better.
Head on a swivel, folks. Head on a swivel.
All right, so most of us want to be good at our jobs, right?
Sure.
Most of us would actually like to be pretty excellent and irreplaceable.
Absolutely.
And according to livecareer.com, that being excellent is not simply a matter of being good at what you do. It involves professionalism, attitude, and teamwork. So you might be technically the best. You might just have all the skills, you know, the training and all of that behind it. But in order to really be excellent at work, you need to be professional. You have to have a great attitude and involved in teamwork. All of those are going to help you to be excellent. So here's what a couple of things that you can do.
Okay.
First of all, learn how to perform your job well. I said, you know, you probably can do it in and out, inside and out, right? But he says there's a big difference between just doing your job and doing your job with pride.
You know, this is why athletes, they do the fundamentals. They practice the fundamentals always, always, always. Why? Because they want to be the best.
Yeah.
They want to excel.
Right?
Take pride in that.
They take that pride.
Absolutely.
He says you ratchet up your game a notch or two, and also make sure that you're showing up and doing the full day. It says arriving on time and not leaving early. So putting in the full day of work,
yeah.
Keeping your personal calls, emails, and texts and the like to a minimum. Next is acting professionally, which I think is really kind of sad that we have to put that in the list. Like, you're at work. How else would you behave? And yet, it's on the list.
Yeah, trust me, it's on the list for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's number two for a reason, because it's right up there near the top. People don't act professionally, and they're far too casual, far too familiar, and lackadaisical with both their peers and their customers.
Their peers, their customers, the way they dress, the
yeah.
way they talk. You've been on the receiving end when somebody says thank you, like, no problem. Even
yeah.
that, you know, let's step it up a notch and just say you're welcome. And how about that? He says, express a positive attitude. You don't have to be cheerful Sally. He says, you know, you don't have to be, you know, super, super serious, but having a positive and go get 'em disposition is important. People like working with and helping coworkers who have a positive attitude, and people with the negative attitudes drag everyone around them down.
Mm-hmm.
He says, take initiative. You want to be excellent at work, not just good. But excellent, he says, take initiative.
Right.
He says, you know, look for other ways, better ways that you could do your job or better ways the department could work. You know, look for ways that you can make suggestions.
Be a problem solver.
Right? Don't
yeah.
just say this is broken.
No.
This thing doesn't work the way we've been doing it.
You know what? Get out there and find a new way that it's going to work. Find a way that it's going to be better. And when you take that initiative, not only will you notice your excellence, but maybe your boss will too.
I remember one time bringing a suggestion to we were in a temporary church. We met in a school building.
Okay.
And I don't remember what my suggestion was, but it's something about the children's program, and brought it to the person that I thought was in charge.
Sure.
And he looked at me. He's like, "So are you going to do that?" I was like, "Ooh, I won't bring problems to you."
Yeah,
anymore.
That is the that is the standard answer for anybody who requires volunteers to execute the actual tasks at hand.
You already have those?
I knew a children's pastor once who used this phrase: "It's not my job to do everything; it's my job to make sure everything gets done." Thank you for your suggestion. You're hired.
You're hired, and it's you, and it's you. There is a little problem if you bring in other ways, but at work it's different.
Sure.
Right? There's somebody else. Be a good team player. He says that how well you work in teams, such as communication, working relationship, team success and failures, that is key to being excellent at work. And so for a reality check, he says you might consider asking some teammates for some honest feedback. And there's even a quiz. Maybe we'll take the quiz to find out, are you a team player? But if you think that you are and that nobody else is, then it might be you.
It might be you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just a good reminder of our last guest, Sam McMullen. What a great guy. And boy, he was a team player. He says supported his team and says that's what makes us special and different. It's the teamwork. So there you have it. Gang, we're going to take a top of the hour news break. When we come back, your second hour of positive business talk is just ahead. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.